first of all, becoming aware of your body sitting here and being kind to her. So the legs are comfortable. If you need to move, please move. Your butt is not too much pressure. The back feels as comfortable as you can get it. Hands nice and relaxed. Nothing too tight, nothing too loose, a middle way. Head nicely balanced on the shoulders. Right now, the body is the most important thing in the whole world for you. Just care for this body in this moment. Past cannot be changed. Future hasn't happened. Now is where your future is being made. So come in this moment and be kind to your body. Just being aware of it. Filling your field of perception, your mindfulness, just with this body, with the motivation of being kind so it can be at ease and peaceful. Once the body is relaxed and at ease, then we can look at our peaceometer, that which tells us how agitated or how peaceful we are. Once you're aware of the peaceometer inside of you, then see what's necessary to relax your mind so the needle gets more closer and closer to stillness, to peace. Discovering the insights of what leads to a very peaceful mind. All past, all future, just disturb the mind. You can do that later on, but right now you need to energize, relax, stay in this moment to see how peaceful you can become. Once the mind is peaceful enough, once you've done that initial preparation, and those who want to can listen and follow the guided loving kindness meditation, metta. Loving kindness, metta, starts with like a fire on an object which easily takes the flame. If you want to give loving kindness to all beings at the beginning, it's too much. So you start with something easy. My primary object on which the flame of metta can easily take hold. And I usually choose a little kitten because I find cats lovely. You can use a puppy, a little baby, a rabbit, teddy bear. Even like some lady used a pot plant as an object of metta in her apartment in Sydney. Visualize an object which is so easy to give kindness and warmth towards. So where I say kitten, you can substitute that pot plant or rabbit or some imaginary object, not a real one. something which can easily produce loving kindness. So I used my little kitten, and I imagined just walking down some part of some city and hearing a call, a cry for help. Not a human, but something which embodies so much pain and desperation for help. And I follow that and see in a dark corner two little eyes peering at me, carrying so much fear, but also hope. It's a tiny little kitten that has been abandoned. A little being who's reached out for help, for love, so many times, and just been scratched and bitten and driven away until it now hides in the cold, lonely corners of our world. Just hoping sometimes someone will give it that love so it can heal its wounds and grow, mature and develop. And I see that little kitten. I say, dear little kitten, I can care for you. Dear little kitten, please or give me the privilege of being your friend, your protector. And I reach my hand out towards that kitten and feel the kitten draw back into its dark, cold, little safe hole, but not all the way. Very slowly, mindfully, keeping eye contact with my imaginary kitten, giving it loving kindness, compassion. Dear little being, I will never harm you. I just want to protect you, to care for you. I don't ask anything from you, only the opportunity to serve, to give, to love, to care. And that message somehow reaches past the fear, the terror, and the memory of all those past hurts, when it has trusted someone but been so terribly disappointed. As I reach my hand close to the kitten, it lets me touch her, and I feel the fur of that kitten, which is usually cat's bodies are usually so clean and so smooth, like satin. But this kitten, I can feel her fur just dirty, and I feel the scabs of dried blood. And worse, I can feel the bones protruding through its fur. It must be so hungry. And as I touch that little kitten, so I gradually, softly, gently, I pick her up. She lets me, building up trust from loving kindness. I draw her out of the hole, bring her to my chest, and give her cold body my warmth. Dear little kitten, I care for you. Let me feed you, look after you, heal your wounds, see you grow, see you playing around, being naughty, knocking things off the shelves. It's what a kitten does. I care. And I see that little kitten relax. Even though it's hungry, what it really wants is a friend. The food will come later. Now, I just hold it gently against my chest and feel that little kitten fall fast asleep, even purr. She knows she is safe, loved, protected. having been given the privilege of caring, I feel the warmth in my chest area start to grow. I feel the tingle of what I always recognize as a physical counterpart of loving kindness start to appear in my chest as I send this golden light of loving kindness from my heart into the heart of that tiny little kitten. Dear kitten, I really care for you, and I will work hard to protect you, to make sure you're safe, to make sure that you can grow without needing to run away from people. But there's many beautiful, kind people in this world. I want you to get to know them and trust them, so you too can enjoy this life. As I give this healing, loving kindness energy to this kitten, feeling this golden light go into this imaginary kitten, into her body, going to the tip of her tail, to her little pointed ears, down to its soft little nose, down its whiskers, to its little paws. Every part of this kitten I drench with my loving kindness, with my metta. Dear little kitten, may you be a happy little being. May you have health and happiness and understand the gift of love so you can share it with others. May you be well, free, at peace, joyful, playful. As I hold this kitten so gently, just soaking it with loving kindness, until that loving kindness, that metta, is strong enough on my primary imaginary object. Once the flame is lit, then I can transfer it to my best friend in this life. You choose a person, a real person, could be an animal, but a real one, who you're so close to in this life, your best friend. And they too have so much in common with the abandoned, hurt, lonely little kitten. They too need your love, your forgiveness, your acceptance. Someone they know the door of the heart has been opened to. Someone they know they can trust. Where other people in the world ask and never give. Other people in this world take advantage. Other people in this world will scratch if you get too close. You will never do that. Your love is given, asking nothing back in return, to your best friend. And they so desperately need that. So imagine this golden light of loving kindness coming out from your chest, going into your closest companion in this life, healing them, reassuring them, knowing that they can trust you, that you only have their well-being, their happiness, their kindness, their health and strength, their happiness, their peace. That's all you wish to give them. That's all they really need. You give your loving kindness, forgiveness, energy to the best friend in this life. I care for you. Whichever way you want to seek your happiness in this life, I'll be beside you. I'll be there helping, serving, not because I have to, but because I care. There's this beautiful emotion of just giving, caring, accepting, forgiving, opening the door of your heart to your best friend, irrespective of whatever they do, wherever they are. The unconditional kindness. As you bathe your closest companion in this life, with this loving kindness until it gets stronger and stronger. As you focus, as you attend, you reinforce the power of metta until it's so strong you're radiating loving kindness to your closest friend in this world. You feel the tingle in your chest getting so strong, you can feel it so easily, pushing it out, the energy, the love, the golden light, to the best friend in your life. They need to receive it as much as you need to give it. I care for you. I love you unconditionally. I don't want anything back. Just give me the opportunity to give. As you feel that your power of your unconditional, undemanding loving kindness heals, soothes, and frees your best friend from all the tightness, the tension, the pain, the trauma. Love does heal, especially when it comes from another, purely given, asking nothing back in return. And then without opening your eyes, you imagine all the people in this room, all the people you shared these few days with, all the people who struggled in the same way you struggled, who have felt tiredness but also energy, who have felt some peace but never enough, who have got carrying in their problems and their burdens. Life is not easy. We've always been hurt many times in our life, disappointed, let down, scratched, even bitten, just like that little kitten. Everyone in this room, like you, needs that loving kindness. So you send this beautiful golden light to everybody in this room, bathing them, healing them. The door of our hearts is fully open to each other. Come in, because we care. We don't tell you what to do. We just care for you precisely as you are, in the same way that we love all the trees in the forest, the bent, crooked, damaged ones especially. You belong in our heart. Come in. As you send this powerful accepting, not rejecting or demanding or criticizing in any way, beautiful loving kindness to all beings in this room, healing them, taking away their fear, their tightness. They don't need anything in this world when they're fully 100% accepted as they are. I care for you. Don't ask you to be anything different. You have my love unconditionally, unreservedly. As you feel this golden energy, this light, this radiation of loving kindness filling up this whole room, bathing everybody, soaking them, healing them, relaxing them with this powerful, all-embracing loving kindness. You can feel it coming from others as you give it out to others. Powerful, realizing there's nothing missing anymore. You don't need to strive to live up to other people's expectations. You are accepted right now as you are. You don't have to improve. You feel understood, respected, loved. Until that loving kindness gets so immense that this room cannot hold it in anymore. golden light energy radiance of loving kindness spreads through the walls, out through the corridors, past the doors, to all the other beings in this compound. To Bianca, wherever she is, other people coming to help take you back to your home where other loved ones are waiting for you. To all the little snake, wherever she is today. The birds have delighted us with their songs. The little wasps, millipedes, ants, all these beings in this compound, all the little kangaroos, all beings, we welcome you. We care for you. This compound is big enough for every one of you. May you all be happy and well, going about your business as I go about mine. And that business is the same, caring for one another. May all beings in this compound be at peace, with no fear, knowing that we're looking after one another, that we care. As this loving kindness spreads even further, it spreads out to the road of people on motorbikes on a Sunday, in their cars, going to the prison up the road, where there are people who've made big mistakes and are regretting it so painfully. Down to the monastery, all those monks, our friends, Anagarikas, little cat, kangaroos, all the beings there, may you all receive this radiance of caring, love, respect. We care for you all. As you send this loving kindness, like this golden light of love, spreading to all beings, that it goes further, further out to the plains, to the ocean, to the cities, up to the city of Perth, where many friends, people who make this retreat happen, are living. And I know in cities, like most cities, there are people who are desperate, afraid. Their loved ones have died, so afraid that death may happen, a separation, an argument which is so painful to those with whom we love, that they don't speak to us. All the animals who are afraid, homeless, all the birds of the air, fish, may all beings in this vicinity be free of fear, at peace. May you all receive our love, our well-wishing, our kindness. As this golden light of energy spreads all over the cities of Perth and Rockingham and Mandurah, Bunbury, as it sends it wider, wider over to the whole of Australia, many of you coming from Sydney and Melbourne, Queensland, Gold Coast. Many of your friends and loved ones are there. May you all feel and accept our love, our energy, our kindness. Just to know that someone is caring for you, is wishing you well, is loving you unconditionally. That has distance, doesn't matter. It travels with the speed of love, fast, instant, felt, acknowledged. May all beings in Australia, human, animal, in the air, on the ground, underground, in the water, may you all be at peace, happy, knowing that we care for you. As you spend that loving kindness further, many of you have come from overseas, You spread that loving kindness up through Indonesia to New Zealand, up to Hawaii, over to the United States, further up to Malaysia and Singapore and Thailand and Korea and India, China, Japan, all your relations and loved ones, people you've met. Thank you so much for being my friend, my family. I care for you. May you accept this beautiful loving kindness, this gift of my energy built up during the retreat, healing, reassuring. May you all be free and happy. As this loving kindness goes even further, over the great land masses to Africa and Europe, Germany, the UK, to France, the United States and Canada, Toronto, South America, the whole world, spreading this loving kindness until it forms a blanket of love, of golden light and energy surrounding this great planet Earth, healing, taking away the pain, the mistrust, the argument, just like I got that little kitten to trust me, so we could come together and heal one another. May your loving kindness, asking nothing back, just giving. And the more you give out that love, the more that tingle on your chest increases. So you've got more loving kindness to spread. Powerful, forgiving, releasing. May all beings be at peace. Be well. Have no fear. Like one family, we bond and care and share. Now, you realize there's one person being missed out, and that's yourself. So imagine that you're looking at a full-length mirror. This being called you, you're looking at it. You too deserve forgiveness, acceptance, respect, love. As you keep this image of yourself and say, me, the door of my heart is fully open to me. Whatever I've come from, whatever pain and happiness I've been through, whatever lies in the future for me, right now, I accept myself totally as I am. I care, like a mother loves her only child, so I love me. As you give this beautiful energy to your own body and mind, unconditional, no strings attached. Give compassion to this whole body and mind, feeling it spread from the toes to the tip of the head to your ears, every part being bathed in forgiveness, love and care. Just dispelling all fear, all fault finding, all judgment. You just love yourself. Totally, unconditionally, intensely. May I be at peace, free, happy, because of my loving kindness. You feel yourself relax and just be, because you love yourself. How does that feel? Now, to bring the meditation to a close, Imagine all that warmth, that light, that kindness, that love which we spread over the whole world. Drawing back that light, but leaving the warmth. Drawing it back, those rays of love coming from your own heart. Drawing it back into Australia, into Perth, into Serpentine, into the Jhana Grove, into this hall, into your body. Again, leaving the most important part, the warmth, the kindness outside. As it comes into your heart, you visualize that loving kindness like an intense ball of energy, animita, and light of loving kindness, right inside of you, like a sun. And it hovers over your heart, which you can imagine like a pure white lotus flower, fully open. And as it hovers above the center of that open white lotus, your heart, imagine those petals closing very slowly and gently around the ball of incandescent loving kindness. Enclosing it, keeping it safe to be used another time, another place. Please keep your eyes closed while I give the final blessing. When the blessing is finished, then you may open your eyes for the end of the retreat. Retreat. Another retreat will be coming soon, as I always do. Excellent. So, now you don't want to go, do you? Me too. Okay, very good. So have a nice journey back to whichever country you're going. And you know what happens, we see each other, I travel, you travel. We see each other somewhere, someplace. So until then, take care. Sadhu. 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 Awesome. Very good. Very good. Okay. Stay if you want. Okay. Oh.